Joe Biden promises to restart catch and release of migrants. By Neil Monroe on March 15, 2020. Democrat frontrunner Joe Biden said Sunday he will restart the catch and release of southern migrants into Americans' workplaces, neighborhoods, and K-12 schools. No one would be put in jail while waiting for their asylum hearing, Biden told the audience during CNN's Democrat debate. President Donald Trump has largely blocked the huge 2019 inflow of Latin American migrants into blue-collar jobs by ending catch-and-release policies, which allow migrants to get the U.S. jobs they need to pay off their smuggling debts to the cartel affiliates coyotes. By ending catch-and-release, Trump created an economic deterrent to further migration, causing an immediate crash in migrant numbers. In May 2019, for example, 140,000 migrants paid thousands of dollars to be smuggled across the U.S. border. In January, only 30,000 people migrated to the border because many would-be migrants understood they would not be released to get a U.S. job. The shutdown of catch and release also pressured U.S. employers to raise Americans' wages and to keep jobs open for sidelined Americans. In 2019, wages for blue-collar Americans rose roughly 5%, while wages for white-collar Americans rose by less than 4%. Released migrants can also hide from enforcement authorities and use their U.S. paychecks to hire coyotes for their spouses. The jobs can also fund the coyotes who bring their children up to the border's unaccompanied alien children loophole and then into the K-12 schools needed by Americans. In May 2019, roughly 80,000 migrants were allowed into the United States because the rush of 140,000 migrants overwhelmed the border defenses. In February 2002, 95% of migrants were denied release and were instead redirected home or to wait in Mexico until an asylum court can hear their plea, border officials told Breitbart News. However, the officials also said they released 2,000 people into the United States. They were released for reasons of health and to serve as witnesses in court cases, officials said.